Good morning. It's 7:04 with WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does each Tuesday is the Associate Editor of the Times-Union, Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Ian.
Well, a story in the paper today about the weekend incident that put a Schenectady police officer in jail. There's been a court appearance. Tell us about it.
Well, the good news is that Schenectady Police Patrolman Mark Weeks was discharged from the hospital on Monday, and he's going to continue to recuperate after the weekend incident that brought James D. Hilton to city court. Hilton of Glens Falls is accused of beating Officer Weeks early Saturday morning, throwing the officer to the ground and slamming his head on the pavement. Weeks is an Iraq war veteran, and he suffered a fractured skull and facial injuries, according to police. It was reported to be tense in city court on Monday morning when Hilton appeared. There was a lot of police officers in uniforms there supporting Officer Weeks as well as members of his family. Hilton was charged with assaulting a police officer, which is a felony, and resisting arrest, and he was held without bail, and that case will continue. But the good news is that the police officer is recuperating at home and doing well.
Well, he played 34 games in the neighborhood in 1994. News today that Derek Jeter's returning to the Capital Region. How come?
Well, there's a foundation that was set up by Jeter and is run by his sister, Cherilee Jeter. The foundation brought a group of teens from New York City to do community service in the Capital Region and then to attend a conference today at Siena College. And it was an interesting story on Monday. A lot of city kids went to work for the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. They went to Patroon Farm out in Voorheesville in rural Albany County, where they worked in the fields. They picked and sorted fresh produce, and all of that will be distributed by the local food bank in the Capital Region. More than 100 kids participated in this program. And today they continue with a day of educational seminars, interactive workshops about how to combat bullying and cyberbullying over at Siena College. And the reward will be a chance to speak with the future Hall of Famer, Derek Jeter, who's supposed to be in town. So that should be an exciting end to a couple of very active days here in the Capital Region for those kids from New York City.
Well, for more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with Associate Editor Mike Spain. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Ian.